Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Tmura, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin 10 lines from the top of the Amid. Linking back to yesterday's discussion, we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan, who says you can be magdish even an ubar, the unborn animal within the mother, you can make that into its own carbon, so the ubar has its own independent status with respect to becoming a carbon. Alternatively, let's say it's a mother animal carrying this unborn, and you are makadish, you are magdish, the mother animal with the ubar, you know, within it. Right? If you magdish the mother, automatically the ubar is kadosh as well. But the question is, that ubar is kadosh because of the mother? So it's drawing its kedusha from the mother? Or no, says Rabbi Yechanan, it gets its own independent identity, its own kedusha. It's like you're magdish two animals at once. The mother for itself and the ubar for itself. That was Rabbi Yechanan's approach to the ubar question. Bar Pada disagrees. Bar Pada held an ubar is so integrated with a mother, so one and the same. Ubar yerech imayu. It's an expression. The unborn is like the thigh of the mother. It's so one and the same that you can't separate the two. No, you can't consider the ubar its own independent kedusha, its own independent karbon. If anything, it gets kedusha from the mother. It's labeled as vlad of a karbon. In which case, according to some shittos, which will be the starting point of our Gemara today, it has to wait until it's born. Asher yihyu lecha has to be behavai, has to be created, has to come about. So the kedusha only arrives at birth, not beforehand. Whereas if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that when you magdash the behemah muberes, the uber becomes kadosh by its own right, then it's kadosh immediately, even prior to its birth. So in a nutshell, two perspectives on the status of the ubar. Rabbi Yechanan says it could have its own kedusha, but Pada says only link with the mother. Le'mukatanoi. So perhaps this machlekes is really linked to a different machlekes tanoim, which is based on the same principle. We have a story of Shechet HaSachatos. So we're assuming that when he designated the animal Zachatos, it was already carrying the Ubar. So basically, it was Magdash, the mother, and the Ubar at the same time. And what happened was, he discovered Shechet HaSachatos, after Shechting the Chatos in the Beis HaMikdash, he discovers the Ubar. Chai, alive, unborn animal, merely 4 months old, meaning it wasn't a complete full term, which is a 5 month period by the light animal. It's only 4 months in development. So it's not really considered as having gone through a birth experience. It's not complete, it's not fully developed. What's the status of that animal within it? Does it have a status of a chatos? Does it have kedusha? Or is it like a regular mundane animal? We have machlekes. Ketani chad, in one brisa it says, just as the mother is a chatos, likewise the offspring is a chatos as well. Eden echalas al zichr kuhun must be consumed only by the male kohanim, like the din of a chatos. Ve'ena ne'echeles elul fnim min aklaim, it can only be consumed inside the curtains, meaning the containment of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Azorah, like Echatos, and it must be eaten within the day of the Shechita, within the time frame of Echatos. So basically, according to the first Braisa, this Ubar is treated like Echatos. Vitani, we have another Braisa, which says, no, treat it like a regular animal. Necheles l'chol adam, anybody can eat it. Nechol m'chol mokim, anywhere. Ve'nechol m'bazor, you can't eat it in the azor. It's not al karvon. What's the machlekes about? My love, Tanoi, we're assuming that in fact this Machlekes Tanaim is aligned with the Machlekes we had yesterday. The Mar Savar Kedusha Chala Al Ubarim. So again, we're speaking that he was Magdish, this expectant animal, as a Chatos. Raisa number one holds like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Ubar gets its own independent status of Kedusha, in which case it doesn't have to wait. It doesn't have to wait until it's born, because it's Kaddish inherently. Umar Savar in Kedusha Chalal Ubarim. The second price says no. The Kedusha does not get activated on the Ubar directly, only on account of the mother. So the mother is a Chatas, but the Ubar is not yet anything until he's born. Rashi explains, we are following the opinion that blood is Kachim Bahavayasan in Kedushim. They only become Kaddish when they're born. As opposed to this case where it was caught before it was born. Wasn't even fully developed. And that's why it's not Kaddish. So it would seem that this Machlekes corresponds with the Machlekes Bapada and Rabbi Yechanan. No, you don't have to say that. Hani Tanoi Bakamiflagi. The answer is we're not talking about that type of scenario. He was not Magdish Behima Muberes. Rather, he was Magdish an animal which was not Muberes at the time. And it became Muberes, it came expectant later. This is your classic. Vlad Kachim, the offspring of an existing carbon. The question is, at what point does it get Kedusha? As soon as it happens, or as soon as it's born, and not before. The Mar Savara. Brisa number two holds, Vladois Kachim, the offspring of Karbonis, Behavyasan Hen Kedushin, are only going to be Kaddish when they're born, which did not yet happen in this case, so it's not Kaddish. Umar Savar, whereas the first Shita says, Vladei Kachim, they get Kedusha as soon as they're formed in the mother's entity. So it's unrelated to the Machlekes of yesterday. We might say another way to understand this Machlekes, that perhaps both of these brises will go like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Uber can get its own Kedusha, so in fact, if he's Magdish, a Behemah Muberes, one Kedusha applies to the mother, another to the offspring, independent of the mother. And that's, in fact, what happened in the first Brisa. And that's why, if you discover this unborn fetus inside, it's already Kaddish. Because it got its own separate independent Kedusha, independent of the mother, it doesn't have to wait for birth to happen. The second Brisa is a different story. He was Magdish Behemah, and then she became expectant. That Ubar never got Kedusha from the Magdish, only by way of the mother. That only happens upon birth. You might say another way to understand this Machlekes. It's not a Machlekes, Chatanu. It's one and the same opinion, just different stories. Chadam Alein Nasnaisa, one of these Brises, Brisa number two, meaning, he was Magdash, the mother animal, then it became expectant. And that must await birth to have Kedusha, which did not happen in the story. Whereas the other Brisa, the first one, he was Magdash while he was already carrying the Uber. So a separate Kedusha gets applied to the Uber, which makes it Kaddish even before birth. Okay, now comes another Kash on Bar Pata, who says, there's no Kedusha on the Uber independent of the mother. Tanya, or Tanand, there's a mission later of Lezo Aymer. We have a list of unsuitable animals, animals which are not fit for Hakrava. Rav Lezo Aymer, Rav Lezo Aymer, Kelayim, you have a mixed breed, the Treifa. An animal has a serious internal wound. Be it a Daifin, or born by cesarean, or a Tumtum, whose gender signs are covered, that Dvergonosi has both signs. They're excluded from everything. Like a Doishin, they cannot become Kaddish as a Karbon. Although in Magdishin, nor can they generate Kedusha. What does that mean? If Amar Shmuel explains, Loi Kedushin Bitmura. So if you have a regular Chulin animal of this variety, a Kalayim trip, and you're attempting to make it into a tumura of a real carbon, it doesn't work. Nor, if you have a carbon animal of this type, you can't use it to generate tumura on something else. And the obvious question is, well, obviously, if he's not kaddish, how could he generate a tumura? Let me explain it to you. If they're not kaddish, how could they generate tumura? What would I think? So the answer is like this. True. Unless an animal has attained the status of kedusha saguf, which means it had has an element of suitability to the mizbeach, it cannot generate a tumura, because even though it's kaddish, but if it's not kedusha saguf, if it's just kaddish for its value, such as if it was magdash kalayim, so yeah, it's kaddish for its value, but it's not kedusha saguf, it can't generate a tumura. So how could we even speak about making a tumura from these? The answer is, it must be that initially they were suitable. At some point they were ro'i l'mizbeach, and they attained that higher level of kedushas hagufa, and then they fell off the track. And the chiddush is, even though they had it at a certain point, they can't. They're already weakened to the point that they cannot generate it tomorrow. And we're going to have to play it out in all of these cases. All these five, labels. Figure out how they could have had kedushas hagufa and then lost it. They have no kedushas aguf. Hey, machdishin, how could you even consider that they can generate a tumura? Yata moitze. It must be that's the following type of case. Elo magdish behem v'chach nitrefa. In the case of the treifa, what happened was he was magdish l'mizbeach and then became a treifa. So he already achieved the status of kedushas aguf. And in the case of the yetzer doifin, likewise, b'magdish v'lad v'yata derech doifin. He was magdish, an unborn animal. So at that point, it got kedushas hakov, and then it was born unnaturally. Bottom line, what do we see from here? That an uber can get its own kedusha, even while still unborn. Unlike Bar Pada, who says you can't do that. Alma, apparently, kaddish vlad, a vlad can have kedusha. Its own kedusha. Prior to birth. Now we're really stuck. How are we going to get around this? Amri, so in fact, we're going to make a big turnaround. Bnei Yeshiva responded, you're right. We misunderstood the whole opinion, the whole position of our Pada. When our Pada says that a Vlad cannot have its own Kedusha, that's only in a very specific case. When the mother animal is a balas mum, which makes it unsuitable for kedusha saguf. In that case, you can't just bypass the mother, remagdush the vlad, as a carbon. But if the mother is suitable, the mother is unblemished, whole, complete, tam. So although he's going to direct his kedusha exclusively on the vlad, it can work. Amri, the answer is like this: betam, b'me'it mima, unblemished, within an unblemished mother. Afilu bar padan amimoyde the kaddish. Bar padan agrees you can be mekaddish that unborn animal. Lo neech leku elo batam meibalas mum. The question will be, if it's an unblemished ubar within an animal who's already blemished and unsuitable for akrava, can you sort of bypass it? Can I shortcut the mother and go straight to the ubar or not? Bar padan says no. Sabar, he holds kuvin the imalei mekaddish of kedusha. Since the mother has no potential for kedusha saguf, who nami lo kaddish, you can't grant that status to the uber if his own mother is not holding there. Rabbi Yechon sober, hani kibes behemas ninu. Rabbi Yechon says, why not? Two separate animals. Imei hudloi mikdash. True, the mother can't achieve the status of kedusha saguf, but avalud kaddish, but the child could. Continues the gemara lish nachruna. There was another version of this discussion, slightly different, but first I'm explaining, not really practically different, just in the wording. So we started with that kasha and bar pada from the Mishnah, presenting a list of five deficient karbonis, kalayim, treifa, yetzer doifin, tumtum adreganus. Well, they can't generate a tmura. Well, of course, they're not kedushas aguf. They are. Because they were kaddish before they went awry, before he became a treifa. The uber was kaddish inside the mother before he became a yetzer doifin. Fine, so that addressed those two cases. What about the remaining three on the list? Kalayim, Tumtum, Adrenus. These are deficient from conception. I mean, it's a crossbreed. It's Tumtum, it's a Dragness. How does it ever achieve any sort of Kedushas HaGuf? Certainly not on account of its own Kedusha. Oh, it must be on account of its mother. We're speaking that it's an offspring of an existing carbon. In which case, it gets Kedusha from the mother. Lushnachrin Abu Kalayim, Vitumtum, Adurgnis. What about those three? Yat HaMoitzeh, it can only be possible to even discuss Kedusha on those Elabal Vade Kachim. We're speaking that they're offspring of an existing carbon, so they get Kedusha from the Kedusha good from off the mother, and still because of their deficiency they can't generate a Tumura. And the Parshan point out that now we're going like the Shita that you get Kedusha inside the mother even before birth. Nevertheless, since they're deficient, they can't make a Tumura. Yeah, Tamoitel Vade Kachim. Now, the question is, in general, how can a Vlad make a Tumura? The answer is, Rabbi Yehuda, well, following his opinion, Shai Oimer, who would tell us that in general, if it's a healthy, you know, properly statused, you know, Vlad, they can make a Tumura. Ha Vlad is a Tumura. As opposed to these, which are deficient because of their Kelayim Tumtum Adregna status. Now, bottom line, let's just go back to the other example. The item called Yetzer Daifein, which we explained as follows, that he was Magdish and Ubar, which gives it, you know, Kedushas HaGuf even prior to birth. However, since it was born Yetzer Daifein, unnaturally it loses that, it you know, becomes deficient and can't be considered for a Tumura generator. Halein Hudloi Kachi Gufayu, said these will not have a proper Kedushas HaGuf to generate a Tumura. Avalu Borer Nacherem Kedushin, but otherwise, in a standard conventional scenario, where you are Magdash and Ubar, and it's born normally, you know, then in fact it has proper Kedusha, and can make it Mura. And this is Akasham Rapadu, who says you cannot be Magdash and Ubar separate from the mother. Amar Abayi, so once again Abayi explains for us, let's correct our perception here. Barpada is not preempting Kedusha on Ubar. Depends what the mother's condition is all about. Amar Abaye Tam b'mei Tmima. If the Ubar is a Tam within the confines of a mother who's also a Tmima, to be called Kaddish Gufei, we'll agree Kaddish Gufei, you can be Magdish the Ubar separate from the mother. Elo ki pligi, the Machlekes is only b'mei Balas Mum. If you want to Mekadosh an Uber inside a blemished mother who can't achieve Kedushas HaGuf, the Bapada Savar, Bapada says, given the Imei, Nami Lekadosh Gufa, since the mother doesn't have the potential to become Kedushas HaGuf because of her sorry state, you Nami Lekadosh, you can't apply Kedushas HaGuf to the Uber as well. It can't be stronger than the mother. Eladmei, at most, you can do it monetarily. So the Uber will be Kedushed for the purpose of buying with it a carbon. Rabbi Yechon Savar, no. He's not bound by his mother's, you know, state. Uber lav yerechimu. Uber is a separate entity from the mother. Lav yerechimu. Ba'afakav dimi loikachuk l'gufa. Even though the mother can never achieve kedushas HaGuf, Vlad mikadosh l'gufei, but the Vlad can. Okay, so in a nutshell, we had a big discussion here regarding applying kedusha on the Uber, independent of the mother. So basically, we have two possible scenarios. We have the mother who's already kedush and now became expectant. That's called Vlad Kachim. All agree there's Kedusha. Does it apply prior to birth or during birth? That's another machlokes. We're speaking about a fellow who wants to be Mekadosh just the Uber, or it's already expecting and he wants to Mekadosh the mother with the Uber as two separate entities. That's the subject of machlokes here. Rabbi Yechon says you could, Bapada says you can't, and according to our conclusion, if it's inside an unblemished mother, of course you can do that on the Uber. The mother serves like as a conduit to that, no problem. But if the mother is a balas mum who cannot relate to Kedushas HaGuf, over there Rapada argues and says you can't elevate the child higher than the mother's potential, beyond the mother's capacity. In which case, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, mother is mother. Uber, don't mix the two. They're not bound to each other. So you can't be mekadesh to Uber separate from the mother. Okay, now back to the Mishnah. We discussed a fellow who was magdish part, the leg of an animal. What happens now? Rabbi Yisi says, it spreads. Oh, Rabbi Yisi, v'alei b'mugdosh, no'im ragdosh ezu oyla v'chulu. Now comes a whole discussion about this. Tanu Rabbanu, we turn to Rabbi Yisi. Yachulu oyim ragdosh ezu oyla. Teikul oyla, so perhaps a person pledges the leg of the animal as an oyla, the whole thing becomes an oyla. Tanu Rabbanu, no. Koyla shariten mimenu. A part of it was pledged Lashem, yeah, kodesh. We learn from here, yeah, that part that you pledged, mimenu Lashem, but not the whole thing, likul Lashem. Fine, so it's not everything, but it is the leg. So you can't just take it home because part of it is kodesh. You can't put it on the mizbeach because only the legs. So what do you do with it? Yochal teitz l'chum. Perhaps you take it back home, put it on the farm. Tamalami yeah, kodesh. No, the leg is kodesh. So what do we do? Okay, it's at what's the way forward. You sell it to a person who needs a carbon. Timachar, the animal will be sold. Letzorche oilas, to one who needs a carbon oila. Person pledged an oila, he'll buy this animal from you. In a minute, the Gemara will ask, but he doesn't get the leg. The leg is yours. So how's he going to be fulfilling his pledge? We'll get there in a minute. But the mechulim, and the money is yours to keep, because it's your animal, except for the value of the leg. That's kaddish. Chutz midmei, except for the money, in exchange for the Eivar Shabbat, you know, the limb that you're... To be Rabbi Yud, the hold. You magdish part, it stays Kaddish part. It doesn't spread. However, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, they disagree. Kedush is contagious. It spreads throughout the whole carbon. Menai lo Oimr, raglo shal zu'ayla, shakul oila. How do we know that, in fact, if he pledges the leg, the whole thing becomes Kaddish? Shnamar koila shayitein mimen Hashem. So we're speaking about a partial pledge. Kshoimer Yekoidesh, when the pasuk adds Yekoidesh, the rabbi says kulo to teach us that it spreads throughout. Amamra. So let's go back to the solution. Timochel tzorche oilis. According to the first opinion, only the leg is kodesh. You sell it to a person who needs a carbon. Vakamaisi behemu mechaseres eva. But the fellow's bringing an animal as though it's missing a leg. That leg doesn't belong to him. He's not fulfilling his pledge, which was to bring a full animal. Amarav. He didn't pledge a full animal. But Oimer. What happened was he pledged, I'm going to bring an oila as per the parts that are needed for its survival. So the leg is not needed, so that's not really part of his pledge. He can get away with this. Amar Rav Chisda, although Rabbi Yehuda holds that it stays a limited kedusha, but really it depends what he pledged. If he pledged a leg, you're right, it stays at the leg. But if he pledged something which is critical to the animal's survival, it's called Eber Shanashamat Luyaba. Something if it's missing, the animal would die, would become a trefa, would become an avela, would just die on the spot. We have three opinions coming up. We'll see the differences between these opinions, nuances, but the concept is the same. Basically, if it's a critical limb, then it's tantamount to having pledged the entire thing, because it represents the whole life force of the animal, the entirety of the entity, and you're chai the whole thing. Amar Chizda, Moed Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, B'davar sha'isa isa treif, if he referred to an item within the animal which would make the animal treif in its absence. Rava Amar B'davar sha'isa isa nevela. If he pledged a limb which in its absence would render the animal a nevela, mimatame, generate tumor. Rav Sheshis Amar B'davar sha'isa mesa. Something which would cause the animal to die. They all three seems to be saying the same thing. Trefa, nevela, mesa, it's all different variations of the same point. Ma'ika, what is the difference between Bein Rav Chisda, who referred to trefa, Lerava, who referred to nevela? It's all the same thing. I mean, we assume a trefa can survive. The answer is Rav Chisda holds a trefa can survive. Ika b'nayu trefa chaya. Big Machlag is back in Chulin. Some hold a treifa dies very short, after. Others say a treifa can live a couple of years. So that's the machlek. Rav Chisda Savala, Kiman Dama treifa in a chayr. Rav Chisda holds that a treifa will die very shortly afterwards. So, As long as you refer to a condition which will make the animal a treifa, that's enough to be considered vital and critical for, you know, for the purpose of obligating himself on the full animal. V'rava sabala kumandama treifa chaya. Rava has the opinion that treifa can't survive for a while, for a long while, in which case that wouldn't be considered life-threatening. Rather, he has to pledge about an aver which would actually, you know, kill the animal if it would be missing. So just technically, being a treifa is not enough. Umay ikav ein Rava l'Rav Sheshes. Now Rava says the animal has to be an aveilah. Rav Sheshes says it has to die. Isn't that the same thing? Ikav benayo, there will be one difference here. The Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar describes a condition which halachically is considered an aveilah, even though you see the animal running around. Damar Blazer, Nitla Yarech, V'chalal Shalah Nikar. Right, so that's it, the thigh had been dislocated. You see the cavity there. Nivela, even though the animal is still showing some signs of life, some residual signs, halachically, it's dead. It's an avela, it's metami. So the question is, what about that type of condition? Rabba Saval Karbalazar. Rabba was like Rabbi Elazar, that in fact, if the fellow pledges, you know, this something which relates to this condition. And Rashi says, so let's say he was magdish, the yarech, and the halal, the thigh and the socket there, which in his absence would make the animal an avela. So that's sufficient to obligate him on the whole thing, because it's so inherent to the animal's life force. That's Rav's opinion. Rav Sabal Karbal Azar. Rav Sheshes doesn't know that. Rav Sabal Karbal Azar. He doesn't know that the animal is considered an avela so soon. In which case, that's not enough to obligate him on this full animal pledge. Rather, he has to relate to something which actually would make the animal die instantly. Right? Like its head, like its heart, which in its absence, the animal just died on the spot. So that is considered a trigger point to a full pledge. Okay, so bottom line, a person pledges part. The lower, you know, leg, right? That's not critical, it's not vital, it's not treifa, it's not nevela, it's not mace. Rabbi Yehuda says it stays with the leg. It's limited to the regal. Rabbi Yehuda says it's spread throughout. We had psukim for that. But all agree if it's life-threatening, whether you work with the treifa, you know, a parameter, nevela, mace, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he's obligated to a full animal. Maybe here comes a kash. Rabbi will come and elaborate on this machlekes. Amar Rabbi. We have two opinions. On the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda says a limited pledge is a limited obligation. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even a limited pledge obligates him on the whole thing. So if he's magdish the leg, the whole thing becomes kaddish. I'm a Rabbi Nirin, divi Rabbi Yehuda. I will adopt Rabbi Yehuda's position that it's a limited obligation, provided it's just something like a leg, which is not critical. But davar sheina neshamat luyaboy, if it's a limb which on which the, you know, life of the animal does not depend on. But divi Rabbi Yosi, but davar sheina neshamat luyaboy, I'll pick Rabbi Yosi's opinion. If it's a critical limb. Now the fact that Rebbe is choosing sides, if it's just something not critical, it stays limited, like Rebbe Yehuda. If it's something critical, then it's like Rebbe Yosi. Apparently, their difference of opinion pertains to both scenarios. Otherwise, why do I have to take sides? If they're in agreement on their own, right? Lav, mechlal, the palag, oleg, Rebbe Yehuda. Apparently, they're having a machlekes, even on critical limbs. Right? Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda is in disagreement on that too. So, Bishleima, Nirin, Rabbi Yehuda, B'davar Shein, and Shomat Luyiba, I understand the first part of his statement. I'm going to adopt Rabbi Yehuda when it's not life critical, because on that, certainly Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Mechada Polk, Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on that. Rabbi Yehuda says it spreads, he says it doesn't. And Rabbi chose Rabbi Yehuda on that. What about part two of the statement? Elanin de Rabbi Yosi. It appears to me Rabbi Yosi's opinion is correct regarding a critical, limb. But davash neshamat liyavoy. Doesn't that imply that Yehuda takes issue with that too? And considers that to be a limited hegdish. Lav mechlal the polaglid Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently, in this agreement, the Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, opposed him even on that. But you to the kulu, and this is going to be a refutation of all those opinions, who say that if it's a serious, critical element, something which would make a treifa, nevela, mace, then it triggers a full obligation. And here we see in Rebbe's words, it's not so simple. Even in those critical matters, Rabbi Yehuda holds it stays local, it stays limited. Lie, no, we misunderstood Rebbe's statement. Actually, Rebbe's coming to elaborate on the machlekes. He's coming to explain to us the context of the machlekes. Then, in fact, all agree that if it's critical, it triggers a full obligation. Lie, chesuri, mechzer, achitani. The brisa is meant to be learned as though it's missing some words. And you read it as follows. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yosi li. We add a lama li Rabbi Yehuda. You should know that Rabbi Yosi's opinion that it's a broad hegdish is perfectly acceptable to Rabbi Yehuda. He agrees with him on that. If it's critical, b'davar shana shomat lo yivoy. Why? Because even Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was only if it's non-critical. Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda lenech glav. Rabbi Yehuda only disagreed on him. Ela b'davar shena shomat lo yivoy only. Regarding a non-critical limb. Aval b'davar shah neshamat li, but if it's a critical limb, mightily, of course he agrees with him, as we said before. Okay, so again, if it's a non-critical limb, Rabbi Yosi says it spreads. Rabbi Yehuda says it stays local. If it's a critical limb, all agree it spreads. Now, according to Rabbi Yosi, a teklish on the leg spreads. What about by a bird? You see, that pasuk that we had before, which was Rabbi Yosi's source that the Kedusha spreads throughout, that was by Behema. But Rabbi has a question, but if Ma, what if he does the same thing by a bird? Does it spread or not? Behema Amar Rachmana, that pasuk related to an animal. Vala Behema, this is not a Behema, perhaps he can't have the same rule. Oidilma Karban and Rachmana, perhaps the fact is the pasuk there related to the word carbon as well. And a bird is also a form of carbon and covered under the same rules. Vahainami Karban, we'll take it, we'll leave it unresolved. Next question from Rabbi. Boy Rabbi. Another question regarding Rabbi Yosi's opinion that the partial, Kedusha spreads throughout. So he was speaking that he was Magdish the leg, but he was Magdish at a higher Kedusha, Kedushas HaKuf. Kedushas HaKuf from the leg spreads throughout. What about Higdish Ever Ladam of Mo? He was Magdish the leg, but only monetarily. So that the value of that leg should be forwarded to the purchase of a carbon. It's a lower level Kedush. What happens now? Shall we say that even that type of basic Kedusha can spread throughout? And once that happens, meaning that the whole animal becomes Kedusha's damim, automatically it will get an upgrade. Because as Rashi explains, why bother selling this one to buy another one if you can just be Magdish this one? So it gets an automatic upgrade. So really it's a double upgrade from partial to full. And then from lower level to more advanced level. Do we say that? Do we say a double jump? Boy Rabbi, Higdish Aver Ladama. Mao. The Techas like Dush Saguf. Shall we say? The whole animal that becomes fully Kaddish, level 2 Kedusha. Mi Amrinan, shall we say yes? Kivan the Nachsalik Dusha's Damim. Nachsalik Namik Dush Saguf. It gets to level 1 of Kedusha, Kedusha Zam, automatically gets an upgrade to Kedusha Guf. Because since he was Magdash that one Aver, Agdash Elekul, the whole thing becomes Kaddish. So it gets upgraded from, coach to business over to first class. Oh, shall we say it's too much of an upgrade? Chad Migu Omar, we can say one Migu, one since you have this, you have that. So one upgrade. Tre Migu Amrinan, but no, we don't do a double upgrade. Tre Migu Amar. Asks the Gemara, well, Rav himself already taught us that you do. That Kedushas Damim jumps and becomes Kedushas Haguf. Tisha Lei Midideh. He could have resolved it from his own discussion. Amar Rav, Rav himself tells us elsewhere that, yeah, Dama Rav, Higdir Zachal Dama, if he takes a male, ram, he's Magdashit Lid Damav, not with the intent of being Magdash be makrav the animal itself as an oilo, rather to be used to be purchasing of an oilo. Why bother? Kadosh kedusha zaguf. Instead of buying with it, this itself becomes kedusha zaguf, and you makrav it. So you see that you upgrade the first class. Well, big difference. There wasn't a double jump. Look, he was makdish the whole animal with a basic kedusha, so it gets upgraded one upgrade. Hasam da'agdash lekulei. There was makdish the full animal, just a basic kedusha, so it gets upgraded. Hacha da'agdash echad ever mai. But here is makdish just a leg. So you're trying to do a double jump, spread it throughout, and then upgrade it. Mai, take it, we leave it unresolved. Boy minei mei Rava. The following question was asked from Rava. Higdish chad aver. He was magdish just the aver, you know, the leg of the carbon. So what happens now with the rest of the you know, so going to Rabbi Yehuda, we're shifting now. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the kedusha stays limited to the leg. What happens to the whole animal? Hidish chadever, ma'o begiza, can I shear the wool off the animal? Which is not allowed by a regular carbon. Well, you can say, you can argue, yeah, that's by a regular carbon, this is not conventional. Here it's only the leg. Ma'o begiza, tifshelach modasanya. Why don't you answer from your own, why don't you resolve this from the braisa? The sanya, le sagas b'char tzanecha. So b'char is also a carbon that you can't share. Don't do it to your b'char. But if it's a jointly owned b'char, yours and others, chirim here means a guy. You want a guy own the sheep. So even though it's a b'char, you can share it. So we're assuming the same over here. This animal is technically a partnership. It's owned by you and the hegdish. Hegdish owns the leg, you own the rest. Apparently there's no isra of giza if it's just partially hegdish. No, huge difference. When there's a guy involved, there's no kedusha on the bechor at all. We learn it back in Bechoris, once there's any sort of element of guy ownership, the whole thing is exempt. Of course you can share it. Here, the leg is owned by Hagdish. Different. Another version, slightly different. There, it's not within his ability to make it kaddish, because the guy is a part owner. Here, when he was magdash the leg, he could be magdash the whole thing. So basically, the whole thing has potential. Maybe the whole thing is now drawn after the leg, and you can't share it. A new question. Okay, this fellow is really original. He's magdash just the hide of his carbon, of his animal. He's magdash it lemezbeach, just the hide. Higdash oiramal. Can I work with the animal or not? Shall I say, well, the animal is not Kaddish, just to hide it. Maybe that's enough to make it Asr Ba'avoyda. Tashma, he's a Raya. Ha'imer, a fellow declares as follows. Ma shebemei'el shel zu, whatever is inside this mother animal, oila should be an oila. Not the mother animal, just the uber. So what's the status of the mother regarding working, regarding sharing? Muteres begiza, you can share the mother. No, nothing wrong with that. But Basur Ba'avoyda, you can't work with it. It may kichush uber shabal, because you're weakening, you're affecting the uber within it, which is kaddish. Okay, so what do we see from here? That even when an animal is partially kaddish, you can't work with it. You're going to weaken it. You're going to wear it out. The same thing with the fellow who was magdash to hide. Amar Leh, he says, yeah, it's true, but that's midirabon. I'm looking at whether minatayra, whether he gets malchus, whether it's asa minatayra. Amar Leh, kiktani asura ba'avoid midirabon. That price is talking about Asr midrabbanan, because it might come to do it on a regular. I want to know whether it's asr min haTorah. Iyachi, so he says, well, if it's Asr midrabbanan, so why is it only asr to work with? I mean, they should make a blanket Asr, treat it like any other carbon. You can't work with it, you can't share it either. Why is sharing okay? Iyachi, afilu begizah nami titzur, you shouldn't be allowed to share it. Amalisi says, no, it has, you know, it has parameters. He says, avoided the mikachsha. The reason why the chachaman prevented you from working with that animal whose uber is a kaddish, because the avoided does adversely affect the uber somewhat. Okay, so they disallow the work with the mother animal as well. Avoided the mikachsha goes rabbanon, but gizlo he goes rabbanon. But sharing the mother has absolutely no effect on the uber, and there's no, you know, basis for that. For that is, Okay, so that explains why if it's midrabbanan, working is asur, because that relates to the kaddish, but gizu doesn't affect the kaddish and its mutter. But that wasn't my question. My question was in the case where it's partially kaddish, like in the case of the hide, is it also even minatura to work with it? Here it's an element of the actual mother animal, and you want to work, you know, the actual animal here is, so can I work with it, or should I say no, because the oyer is kaddish, or should I say yeah, because we look at the rest of the animal, and the rest of the animal is not kaddish? Boy, Menei Abai, he had a question about Yosef. He, shlamim, uvla dechulim. He pledged the mother animal as a shlamim, and the uber within it, he says, no, I'm leaving it out of the picture, it's going to stay chulim. V'shachta b'fnim mahu, and he shechted the shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash as appropriate. But the question is, did he do something wrong by including the uber in the shechita? You know, the shechita, the mother accommodates the uber as well, right? It's called the ben pakoi. You could eat it without shechita. So is it considered like he shechted the uber in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a problem because you're not supposed to shecht chulin in the Azara. And Rashi says we're also going to address a slightly different variation of this case. Let's say he was magdash behema and then it became expectant, and the uber is not yet kaddish until it's born, according to that opinion. So now at this point it's still chulin, and shechted the mother animal, the Azara, pops out the uber, which is chulin. Did he do something wrong? According to the shita that says that the child of a Kaddish animal is only Kaddish upon birth, which hasn't yet happened. Did he commit the Isra of Chulm Ba'azara by shechting the offspring, which is Chulin, in the Azara? Now, technically, again, he didn't do Shechit on the offspring, but halachically, it's considered as though he did. So now the offspring asr to eat. We turn to the next omen. This is, of course, not an issue. He had no choice. Did we apply this pasuk which says, well, when you're far away, do this vicha there on Yuchul, nobody in the Chul in Beis HaMikdash. But here he had no choice in the matter. He had to bring it because of the mother that was Kaddish. So he committed no offense. Next question, in the reverse. He Chulin, okay, I'm declaring the mother as Chulin, Uvlad HaShlamim, and the offspring within it is Shlamim. And he shechted the whole package outside the Mikdash. Did he do something wrong or not? Technically, he shechted the mother, which is chulin, but halachically, the shechita applied to the uber within it, which is kaddish. So did he commit the issur of shechutei chutz, shechting carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash? Mi mechayev aleim mishem shechutei chutz, is he liable for shechutei chutz or not? Amalei says, of course not. The child wasn't yet born. Wasn't yet accessible to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei mi karinim bei, do we apply on this case the pasuk vaviyim Lashem, you should bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? Of course not. Lishnachrin, another version of this answer, Amalei says it has to be suitable as a carbon, which it's not yet. Roy lepesach oil moil chayovin ala b'chutz. He's only liable for doing it outside if it has suitability for the inside, but here it doesn't. Not yet born. So he's not chay. Okay, so today's daf centered around two themes. One is the uber inside the mother animal, could I be makalish it separate from the mother? And according to the Maskana, we're speaking about Ubar b'mei balasmum, the mother who's a balasmum. Rabbi Yechon says, doesn't matter, doesn't affect. Ubar can be makalish it fully separate from the mother. But Prada says he's bound to the fate of the mother, he can't be makalish it klish saguf. All agree, vlad they catch him, so if it's a carbon, it's already a carbon, and then becomes expectant. And of course, that vlad will have kedusha, whether before birth, after birth, depending on the opinions. Then we had a question of a partial pledge. He pledges just the leg. Does it spread? Rabbi Yossi says yes. Rabbi Yossi says no. If it's something which is critical, whether you classify it as treif, nevela, or mesa, then it spreads throughout according to all shitas. We had a discussion about a double upgrade, whether that's applied. We had a discussion whether we upgrade regarding an oif. We had a discussion regarding the parameters of Giza Vavoida, and then finally a case where he had no choice in the matter, and therefore he's not liable for Chulma Zara or Shkotei Chutz. All the best to you, and that's the Chorabah.